One of the partners in the project is Micah Wyden. You may also know him as the prime mover behind the Domi Station Incubator a few blocks away near Railroad Square.
Probably about a year ago, Jake approached me and said, you know, have you seen the Esso station there at the corner of Adams Street and Famu Way? And I said, yes, I've been looking at it for a little bit as well. And he's like, what do you feel about doing something down there? And since then, we've put a little partnership together, Jake and I and Lucas Lindsay.
Jake is Jake Kiker. Besides being a prominent Tallahassee attorney, he's also involved in a wide range of community enhancement activities through organizations like the Knight Creative Communities Institute, Sustainable Tallahassee, and a bunch more. He notes there's already been plenty of new construction in the College Town District. He and his partners are taking a more preservationist approach.
It's important to us to kind of maintain what we kind of think is more of that old neighborhood feel in terms of our mix of people.
Kiker's partner, Michael Wyden, says it's critical the project have buy-in from both its neighbors and the people who will be using the facility. He cites a survey taken during a recent gathering at the old station.
And the common theme was we want a place to collaborate. We want a place to come in. We don't want to minimize the businesses that are down there. We want more opportunity, and I think this is a great way. It being multi-purpose, we're going to bring a lot of different folks down there throughout the day. It's going to be a morning to afternoon to then a late evening spot for people to hang out and then take advantage of Famu Way and the new developments and the pedestrian bridge going over and then leading over to Cascade Park.
Kiker says there will be plenty of reasons for people to hang out at Happy Motoring.
The usage will be multi-purpose. We're going to have several different folks there. We'll have kind of two anchors on the inside of the building. All we can say right now is those will be food, drink, and coffee-centric, along with some common seating, which will be heated and cooled. Of course, brand-new bathrooms, both indoor and outdoor seating components, which will be very, very nice, and a large recreational area on the outside.
And pending an upcoming get-together with the Community Redevelopment Authority, or CRA, Kiker says the project is moving ahead right on schedule.
The interior for the two tenants there, that build-out will be happening right now. The exterior improvements, which is what we're waiting on for the CRA meeting, those will be getting going pretty quickly. I actually met with our banker this morning just to kind of update them as to where we're at. But certainly the plan has always been to be up and running for the fall.
A new and exciting role for a place that put a tiger in the tank of so many Tallahassee drivers all those years ago. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.